excess, confirmation of a clear atmosphere for WASP-96b and a comparison of light curve detrending techniques, by Chima D. Magruder et al. One of the strongest NAI features was observed in WASP-96b. To confirm this novel detection, we provide a new 475 to 825 nanometers transmission spectrum obtained with Magellan IMACS, which indeed confirms the presence of a broad sodium absorption feature. We find the same result when reanalyzing the 400 to 825 nanometers VLT FORS2 data. We also utilize synthetic data to test the effectiveness of two common detrending techniques, one, a Gaussian processes GP routine, and two, common mode correction followed by polynomial correction CMC plus poly. We find that both methods poorly reproduce the absolute transit depths but maintain their true spectral shape. This emphasizes the importance of fitting for offsets when combining spectra from different sources or epochs. Additionally, we find that for our datasets both methods give consistent results, but CMC plus poly is more accurate and precise. We combine the Magellan, IMACS and VLT, FORS2 spectra with literature 800 to 1644 nanometers HST, WFC3 spectra, yielding a global spectrum from 400 to 1644 nanometers. We used the PLATON and X-Retrieval's retrieval codes to interpret this spectrum, and find that both yield relatively deeper pressures where the atmosphere is optically thick at log pressures between 1.3 carat plus 1.0 to 1.1 and 0.29 carat plus 1.86 to 2.02 bars, respectively. X-Retrievals finds a solar to supersolar NAI and H2O log mixing ratios of minus 5.4 carat plus 2.0 to 1.9 and minus 4.5 carat plus 2.0 to 2.0, respectively, while PLATON finds an overall metallicity of log 10 Z June equals minus 0.49 carat plus 1.0 to 0.37 dex. Therefore, our findings are in agreement with literature and support the inference that the terminator of WASP-96b has few aerosols obscuring prominent features in the optical to near-infrared near-IR spectrum. This was access, confirmation of a clear atmosphere for WASP-96b and a comparison of light curve detrending techniques, by Chima D. Magruder et al.